Thanks for calling customer support. This is Andra. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Sonia. I'm calling from Capital One. We're on a recorded line, and I'm calling with a customer who has been charged from your company $59.95, and we're just trying to see what that might be.
Okay. I do need to try to find the customer's account. This is a call center, of course. May I have that customer's zip code?
You can go ahead, sir.
71067.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Greg Morris.
Okay. Is there someone else in your home who may have placed the order?
No, I'm also got the card.
Okay. Who would be the other person in the home? It's not in your name.
I'm the only person on this card.
Okay. Well, I don't have your name here, but I do have another person with a similar name.
Well, would it be Sherry Morris?
Okay. And what's the relationship to Sherry?
Sherry's my wife.
Okay. Yes, I do see an account here in Sherry's name. Can you verify the mailing address for me?
1941 Coastal Drive, Princeton, Louisiana, 71067.
Okay. I do see the account here where Ms. Sherry started a trial of some wireless earbuds, earpods.
I don't remember that. She probably had. I don't remember that.
Is she there?
She probably did, but I don't. No, ma'am. I'm working in Orange, Texas, and so she's in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
She's at home. That's my home is in Louisiana, so. She might have did for 59. I don't remember it, but she probably did. But I will. If it's for Sherry Morris, yep, she did it. That's okay.
Yes, sir. She received them on the 28th. Yes, sir. If you want to speak with her, and, of course, you can give her the information. She'd like to call and talk about the account, but that's what's happening with the account.
That's fine. That's my fault. She probably told me, and I forgot because I got so much going on. I got, 80 employees, and that's my fault.
No problem.
That's my fault.
Well, you had to check on it, so I thank you.
Capital One. Yeah, I'm glad Capital One is on the job because I can't remember.
No. Well, this is my question. Is the $59.95 for those earbuds? Or because I see charges previously last month. Can you share with us what those transactions were for?
On this account, Ms. Sherry has the Smart Health Watch also.
Hang on just 1 minute. I'll get her on the phone. I can get her on the phone real quick, and I'll find it. Just hang on just 1 second. Let's see. Answer your phone, please.
Hello?
Hey, sweetheart. Got a question for you. I've got Capital One, and we thought we had a bad charge on my card.
And we're on a recorded line, ma'am. This is Capital One.
We're on a recorded line. Yes, Capital One on a recorded line. You ordered some earbuds for $59 and a smartwatch.
No.
No. Okay. They said, okay, because they said that it was $59 for some earbuds.
No, the only thing you put on your card was that $6.95 for those earbuds that I got that was free. Just paid the shipping. I have not ordered. No.
This is Zandra with the call center for the company that you placed the order with. Of course, the company allowed you to pay $6.95 shipping and handling, and it was a 14-day trial. So 14 days later, on January 27th, they initiated the collection of the full price for the product you ordered. And that is in their terms and conditions.
No. That's not me.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and cancel the account if you all will hold for a moment.
Okay.
One moment.
Your car?
I don't know.
This is the call center.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is not Capital One. This is the call center for the company that you ordered the earbuds from. We're not canceling your card. We're just canceling the account here. Yes, sir. One moment.
Okay.
cancel that because I didn't do that. And I didn't get what, no kind of watch.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's okay. That's a scam.
Well,
I'm glad they called you.
Yeah, me too. Because I was driving when I seen it. I'm like, no, and that's why I got on the phone. I locked my card. So I mean, now I don't have to get a new card since we know what's going on. I think I'm going to get with Capital One and see what they say.
No. Well, isn't that Capital One you're on the phone with?
I'm with Capital One and the merchant that is charged the 59. I got both of them on the phone. And I got you on the other phone.
Yeah, no, that's not, I didn't do that. I don't have no kind of watch or no kind of $70 earbuds.
All right. I love you.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Okay, so like you said,
okay,
you
back.
Know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm back. Okay, I would like to give you the cancellation number, sir. You have something
okay.
to take it down with?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Or if you have your cell phone, you can put it in your notes.
Sure can. Hey, you know what? Hey, nothing like a person that just they go into my notes, go into new notes. Okay, go ahead and give it to me.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie. 6, B as in boy.
C.
0.
Okay, C. Wait. C.
Uh-huh.
6.
B as in boy.
Start over. Okay.
Start over? You want me to start over?
Yeah, C.
Okay. 6, B as in boy, 0, 1, B as in boy, D as in David, 6, D as in David, 2, 5.
Okay, let me read it back to you.
Yes, sir.
6, C, 0, 1, D, D. 6, 2, 5.
Yes, and just put a C in front of the 6, and we'll know that's a cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Well, thank you, Mr. Morris, for calling customer support. Have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye.